She's perfect. Oh, not the waitress. Gabs, my girlfriend. She's agreed to meet me here. Long story short, we've had a fight. Nothing big, I just... Well, I've messed up and I need to apologise. It's Halloween today. October 31st, which is her favourite day of the year. I was going to come dressed as a ghost, but I'm not sure she'll take me seriously with a sheet over my head. To be honest, this black eye's scary enough. Ah, Rex. Last year, I dressed up as a crayon. It was one of those, this is such a hilarious idea in the shop, but in reality, it takes about half an hour to do a 360-degree turn in one of them outfits. Also, somebody set the tip of my costume on fire and then poured a vodka Red Bull over it to stop the flames. I nearly died. Kind of want a vodka Red Bull right now. Instead, I'm sitting here drinking what I can only describe as the most overpriced coffee in the world. £4 for something called a dry latte. How is it dry, you ask? Well, that's a question only God can answer, if you believe in him. I don't. Not that it matters. I mean, they can't even spell my name right. Who spells Spencer with an O? Oh, and don't even get me started on the name of this place. It's called Flat Whites. I think the logo should be a lot of white people being run over by a steamroller holding their sacred paper coffee cups. It's a metaphor for how we cut down trees from the rainforest to fuel Westerners' desires to have takeaway coffee. It's clever, right? It's actually just an F and a W in this really classy font. It's the sort of font you'd want to take home to your mum, if you know what I mean. This is Gabby's favourite place to write. Sometimes it's her thesis, other times it's just letters. She's a bit old-fashioned like that, like she'd rather write you a letter than send you a text. I think she was born in the wrong era. She says the only reason she fancies me is because I look like something out of a Jane Austen novel. How would you feel if you wore a top hat in bed tonight? She's American, studying for a PhD here in something to do with microbiology. Dude, stop asking, you know what I do. She gets so cross, but I love winding her up. When she gets mad, her cheeks blush and she can't help but smile. Ugh, I'm really raging with you right now. I taught her that word. Raging. Getting her used to the local dialect.